Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 and 55. Jesus returned to Nazareth, his hometown. When he taught there in the synagogue, everyone was amazed and said, "Where does he get this wisdom and the power to do miracles?" Then they scoffed, "He's just the carpenter's son." I suspect that we've all had the experience of being put down by somebody, and it hurts. Even if it happened many years ago, I suspect that you can still remember exactly where you were and every word that was said. People's cruel words often disfigure a person's life. This may not have been the intention of the person who spoke them, but the words live on and they continue to do damage. This is especially true if the words were spoken by parents, siblings or partners. Jesus had to withstand many put-downs. In our reading today, people were so amazed by his teaching and miracles that they couldn't believe that he could be the local boy, the son of a carpenter. They knew the family, and it all seemed incredible. If he'd been the son of an important religious leader in Jerusalem, it would have made much more sense. But a carpenter's son from Nazareth sounded ridiculous. They knew the whole family, and it just didn't seem to fit. If you are still living with put-downs, then the most important thing you can do is to listen to God's evaluation of you. John puts it powerfully in his letter when he says, "See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are." If you have received God's forgiveness and given your life to him, then the fact is that you are loved by God and an eternal member of his family. What people think of you should matter very little, alongside the permanent security that you have in your relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. So let me ask you a question. How have you dealt with the put-downs that you've received? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the eternal security that we have because of our relationship with you. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.